David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
Thank you, Mr. Hasselhoff. From the East Coast to the West Coast, The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. We got a big show today. What are some of the things we're going to be covering throughout our show this week?
Yeah, I just got to the end of Animal Kingdom, the end of Squid Games. But one thing we're not at the end of, low historic rates. So I'm pumped that you guys get another weekend at the 15-year fixed special offer over at Network Capital, the home of the 10-day close. One thing I love about the gentlemen over there, they have built a process that can go from start to finish in as little as 10 business days. That's really the main thing I always like to lean on when I talk about Network Capital. I also love the fact they remove lender fees. So if you were worried or concerned about processing, underwriting, origination fees, rate lock fees, let's just group them together and call them junk fees. Nobody wants to pay those. I could assure you when you dial 855 on radio, you get to skip out on those. And then another cool feature, they have mastered this no appraisal feature. I'm going to talk about that throughout the show. New loan limits. We got results, reviews, trends, accolades, reasons you should dial 855 on radio. But the main thing that you guys are waiting for, the rates. This week, 15-year fixed, 1.875%. The APR is at 2.06. You guys got to get in. We're at the end of the year. Here's what happens. People start to spend. Department stores start to employ more and more families. So the job report usually comes back better around now. The earnings report comes back better. It seems like usually around now, the economy is doing better. There's a lot more travel. Usually rates go up in those situations. So what I don't want to allow is complacency, letting you guys drag your feet. So this week, hurry up and call our friends. They're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. And you guys get a chance to speak to them right here, right now. Here's their number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
And before we go further into some of the things you just mentioned, I want to let our listeners know that mortgage bankers are available right now live to take your call at 855 on radio. They are standing by. So if anything that comes up is of interest to you or you have questions, take down this number. The call is a no-cost benefits analysis, and it is available right now throughout our show and throughout the weekend at 855 on radio. So I'm going to jump into one of the line items that you just mentioned, loan limits. So this has been all over the news. Your local paper, the Orange County Register, posted a story, mortgage lenders boosting jumbo loan limits 2 months before regulator. So the loan limits were, back in the day, at 417. They went up to 485. You've memorized all these numbers. You've lived and breathed it. But what's happened just recently?
Oh, I basically just made more people be able to get access to the greatest rates. So like, okay, so basically what happened over the last, let's say, year and a half, if you were around a $500 to $548,000 loan amount, you had access to the greatest rates known to mankind. But now what's happening is the pool of, or the sea has been increased. There's more qualified fish. They're allowing more families to get access to these great rates. So I'm thrilled on this. There's nothing you guys can tell me that'll make me more excited than these jumbo limits, these loan limits. It's going to help a lot of families. I mean, we advertised in California, so there were so many families that owed tremendously more than $548,000 that were kind of placed on the sidelines. So let's go to the OC Register's page. They said lenders are dangling a windfall for those in the market looking to purchase or refinance a home now for more than $548,250, jumping ahead of expected loan caps increases that are coming in November. Now, several aggressive mortgage companies, including Network Capital, are doling out bigger balance loans without sticking customers with the 0.25% difference a conforming loan and high balance loans usually occupied with. Now, Network Capital is offering the same Fannie, Freddie conforming pricing for loan amounts up to $625,000 now. That's a 14% jump, or let's just say $76,750 more than the current 5 $548,250 mortgage cap set by regulators at the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Now, Network Capital also has decided to accept high balance loans up to this number. This one's huge. $937,500. That's an eye-popping $115,000 increase over the current high balance or so-called Fannie Mae Jumbo $822,000 limit for high-cost areas such as Los Angeles County and Orange County. This is huge news for our listeners. Probably the most exciting news in 2021. So hurry up and get ahead of the line. I can assure you guys one thing. A lot of people are going to find out about this. It might not be this weekend. It might not be next. It's coming soon. There's going to be a terrible line out the door. All lenders are going to be backed up. Too many families are going to take advantage of this. I highly recommend being ahead, not behind. Let's get to the front of the line. You guys don't want to drag your feet to the gate and pull your bag. You want to take the escalator. I'm going the fast track. So are you. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
That is exciting news, but just a correction that the most exciting news of 2021 has to be the return of Bennifer. Oh, wait. Maybe that was last year. Okay, maybe that was last year. I'll have to Google that. But yes, that is exciting. And if you, in the past, you know, ran up against the loan limit constraints, give them a call at Network Capital. See if things have changed for you. The conversation is free, and the best of the best mortgage bankers are standing by live at 855-ON-RADIO. How much, on average, do people save who call 855-ON-RADIO during this show?
Man, I can't wait till they run the numbers with these new loan limits. It's going to be epic. I can't wait because a lot of those people have a lot more debt. The bigger loan amounts translates to bigger savings. But back in the day, we went 2019 for this stats. They ran the numbers from January 1st to December 31st for people that dialed 855-ON-RADIO. It had to be a cash-out refinance. Primary residents use all but $1,000 of the cash to pay down, eliminate debt. Those families saved $550 a month. That's $6,600 a year. The best thing about it isn't really even the monthly savings. They also improved their credit position. Now they're able to save more money and more avenues. Month off mortgage, escrow refund. You guys know the drill. It's really easy right now to see benefit. But the problem was, when they ran those numbers, rates on a 30-year fix were like 4.25%, 3.875%. We're locking in loans still in the upper twos and low threes for 30-year fixed. This week, the special offer is the 15-year fixed conventional loan for prime situations. They can lock in 1.875%. The APR is still at 2.06. Still, no matter how many of you guys call, we're still keeping our turn times as close to the 10 business days for the clean files. I mean, obviously, there's layers to different situations, but for the ones that are like pay stub and W-2, or they're retired and there's no income change and you don't change jobs constantly or change maybe where you live constantly, those are in and out the door. We're going to fast track you guys. It's simple right now. House values through the roof. Guidelines, quite easy. Rates, rock bottom. There's nothing else we're waiting for except the benefit. The downside, it's not done in one day. It takes 10 business days, you guys. Hurry up and call Network Capital. They're standing by for action. I believe in Network Capital, and I think you will too. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
So if the average caller is saving, you know, that does a refi, is saving $550 a month, $6,600 a year, that's very interesting. That's an average. But can you break down recent results from one of our listeners, an actual family, to give us, you know, dollar by dollar, how they're saving and where they're saving and how it might improve their credit over time?
I love these. Like, really, I wouldn't mind a whole show where I just, you know, give you guys benefit after benefit, result after result, followed by phone number over and over and over. So, like, I'm all for that. So these are what usually makes the phone ring. This is what triggers ideas. You guys are visual people. I know I am. As soon as I hear something, I already start picturing myself in that position. And then I start getting excited because I like benefit. I want to save money. I don't overpay anything. So I like this one. This ties in a ton of our trends. His name was Steve. He's out in Phoenix, Arizona. He listens to us on KTAR. What I like about this one is not really the monthly savings. It's the overall savings and the real benefit he achieved. Went from 30-year fixed into a new 15-year fixed. Trimmed 108 payments of fat off of the loan. That's 9 less years that he has to worry about. He got an escrow refund. He wanted the Fresh Start Credit Enhancer. It seems to be quite popular. Next better payment, not until December. Closed in 10 business days. No home appraisal. Paid off and unloaded those $72,000 worth of credit card debts. Keep in mind, the credit card payments was $200 greater than his mortgage, but yet it was 1/6 of his loan balance. So that tells me terrible rates on those things. Paid off the $36,000 on the vehicle. Wanted almost $130,000 for investments. So you guys are already thinking, man, he trimmed so much fat. He paid off so much debts. He pulled so much cash out that this payment's going through the roof. But it didn't. It went down $326 a month, $428,000 over the life of the loan. So I like Benefit. I like letting my customers see noticeable results. This is the Benefit sandwich that ties all the trends together. Lower rate, lower payment, shorter term, unloading debt, cash in hand. Who knows what he's going to do with $130,000? So I'm excited to circle back to this one in the future. This is the type of ideas you guys should look into when you dial this number, 855-ON-RADIO. Paid no lender fees, paid no appraisal, no reason to say no. Call these guys, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Okay, Sean, that result is stunning. Of course, I love hearing about Steven in Phoenix paying off $72,000 worth of credit card debt, pulling cash out for investments, paying off the car, and still saving $326. I don't know. When I've worked with banks in the past, it's not like they had a long chat with me about my hopes and dreams and my investments and my debt and my car, all that stuff. So how is Network Capital, which is a direct lender, different from a bank?
Oh, it's a huge advantage, huge difference. And, you know, not to punish and put down the banks. I mean, they serve a great purpose for a lot of good opportunities. But the downside is when you're comparing head to head against a mortgage factory that only does mortgages 100% of the time, they're not going to win when it comes to service, speed, plethora of the programs, access to amongst the lowest rates, just availability and better communication, because we work crazy hours. The mortgage business is not for the weak. I'll tell you, you sacrifice, you put your customers before everything, before family, friends, anything else in life really doesn't matter, because this is a full-time gig. There's no part-time when it comes to the mortgage business. So I think that if customers want fast service, in and out the door, no lender fees, amongst the lowest rates, and then if the rates go down, have a factory that'll knock this out, and even if it's 0.25%, I believe that perfect fit, they're called Network Capital, and they can be reached at this phone number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. Of course, the news, here we are. Still with these historically low rates, the 15-year fix starts with that skinny, skinny number one still.
Yeah, it'd be really cool to come on air and tell you guys how long it's going to last and, you know, really paint this picture of, you know, this amazing story of the low rates. But the problem in our business is we never know the future. We have to live in the now, and we don't want to try to, like, be sham-wowy. It's probably a made-up word I should use right now. But the real deal is while we're in this moment of time, we got to capitalize, because you guys haven't heard rates that begin with a one very often. So while it's available, while it's here, I really want you guys to not try to hit us with this one. Around this time, people get squirrely. They always say, oh, call me after the new year. You mean call you after rates go up, after the savings has been eliminated, when it's a little tougher to get qualified? So I believe that right now you can get in and out the door fast. You can get access to your cash easily. You can get amongst the lowest rates. Right now, in my opinion, is one of the most perfect times to ever see benefits. So don't wait for the future. Don't wait for adjustments. While these programs and guidelines are so easy and while the rates are in the prime position, we need to find excuses to say, yes, find 5 minutes, call our friends over at Network Capital, have a benefits consultation. Think of them like a mortgage loan tailor. They're going to customize a loan around your income, your credit, your equity, your goals, what you're looking to do when you want to retire, when the kids might go to a special school. You know, there's so many things in life that, you know, are coming down the pipeline that you guys need to be prepared for. We're trying to get you to think big picture. We're going to ask the right questions to make sure that the loan makes sense now and years to come. Call Network Capital for the 1.875% 15-year fix rates conventional. The APR is at 2.06. Also, no lender fees. They could still do these loans no matter how many of you that call. They could do these in as little as 10 business days. I know that's faster than you guys have heard before. So give them an opportunity to earn your business at this phone number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
What can you expect when you call that number? Well, there are over 5,000 five-star reviews online about Network Capital. And just think about that, how hard it is for a mortgage company to get even one five-star review. A couple dozen could be someone's cousins. This is 5,000, over 5,000. They're on Yelp, they're on TrustLink, they're on the Better Business Bureau's website, and they're on the Consumer Affairs website. We always share a few with you each week because it's better to hear it in someone else's words, and especially in this case, the words of Stephen and Sarah. Now, if you've done a refi before with a bank, maybe you found it to be a taxing task. I like that phrase, and not just because it's alliterative, but because it's also descriptive, and that's the phrase Stephen and Sarah use. This is what they posted on Consumer Affairs with 5 out of 5 stars for Network Capital. We worked with Carly Maxwell in the beginning of the year for a refi. She got us locked into what we wanted with a terrific rate. At that time, she said she'd follow up with us in around 6 months' time to see about getting a lower interest rate. Sure enough, she reached out and got us an even better rate with our terms. We were given a couple of options to get what we wanted. She was patient in explaining these options, and as soon as we decided, she hit the ground running. Overall, she made a taxing task painless. We highly recommend using Carly for your mortgage needs. Obviously, a huge thank you to Stephen and Sarah for the very kind words. Carly Maxwell appreciates it, and Sean, this begs a question, which is, what is this follow-up in 6 months? Is that a standard thing Network Capital does? Do they just do it by request?
Yeah, it's one of my most favorite aspects of the company. Like, I love the process. Like, one thing that was always my beef in mortgage was how long it took. I couldn't stand that. It's like, come on, you're nickel and diamond people on such an easy process. Let it be easy. Don't overcomplicate something so simple. But I like that the fact is that we will do a loan, and a lot of times, like, we want to get you a certain rate that you have set in your mind. But in my opinion, sometimes it's costing a little too much. So our strategy a lot of times is do it in two steps. Like, think of it like golf, okay? It's a 400-yard green. You're not going to drive this in one, but I want to position you guys to attack the pin on the next shot. So what we do a lot of is a simple, let's say, no-cost refinance now, save you money, already start chewing up some benefit, get you closer to the prize, and then call you back in 6 months, and if the market allows, and if you're still approved, try to drop your rate. Sometimes, in a majority of these, it's a measly 0.25% for free, maybe 0.375 drop, charging only title and escrow. A lot of times, the fees is less than their missed payment. They always say yes to that deal. So we know it's not going to change your life, but it's always like a customer appreciation. The customers like it because the process is fast. If it was slow, like back in 2012, 2013, and in those days, no, you guys aren't going to do it. But it's so fast, it's so easy, and if it's free, free is free, and they're going to do it all the time. Carly's one of my favorites, I have to admit. She, if you get her on the phone, you know she has personality. She's fun. She's not gonna be super corpo here. She's actually going to give some attitude towards this. She's going to put some passion into it. She's from the Chicago area. I think she's from Naperville. She moved to our Miami office. We call her Carly Horse, Carl's Barkley, whatever you want to say. When she submits a loan, it's one of the best videos ever. I don't know the movie that she pulled the plug from, but it's actually wonderful, and we always stand up and cheer, and she's one of our favorites. So if you get her on the phone, let her know about this shout out. She'll know it's coming. I always let her know when I use her reviews. But at the end of the day, people like Carly is what make Network Capital one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. I believe in their products. I believe in their process. And I definitely love the people behind the scenes. I think you'll agree. Here's their number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
And just a quick reminder, mortgage bankers are standing by live right now to answer your questions. It usually takes just a couple of minutes, and in many cases, they can get you answers while you're on the phone. The best of the best are who is standing by during our show. And again, 5,000 five-star reviews. They truly believe in customer service. It's baked into how they do their jobs. The number, 855-ON-RADIO. That's 855-ON-RADIO. radio. And Sean, as you were talking about the 6 month follow up, I thought about my own situation. So as people know who are regular listeners, I did 2 refis at the beginning of the pandemic when the rates first dropped. And then 6 months later, I did it again. You know why? It was free and I saved a couple $100 a month. And I thought, I don't know, why not? The first time I had the big, you know, six figure savings. But the second time, it's like, you know, I feel good about this. Why would I not do this? I mean, a notary came to my house. We went on the porch. We wore a mask. Click, click. Yesterday, Sean, I go to the mailbox and there was a little thing I like to call mailbox money. I had a check from Network Capital. I was so confused. Like, what is this $228? I had to show it to my husband. He's like, oh, that must be some adjustment from the refi on your refi. So, I mean, that was just a little thing that, you know, but that you don't think about happening. But there's also the monthly mortgage payment that sometimes you miss, which is nice around this time of year. And then there's the escrow refund that you probably don't think about. So yeah, of course it's good to focus on the big savings over the life of the loan, but it's nice to have your mortgage banker follow up with you if you can save a little bit more, you know, for not much trouble. And then of course sometimes you get that mailbox money. Now I want to talk about loan limits. So at times you've really loved the 30-year fixed. Right now you're really loving the 15-year fixed. If the situation is right for you, that interest rate could start with that skinny number one. Fox Business posted a story explaining that 20-year and 15-year rates have emerged as the top mortgage refinance deals right now. What are your thoughts? You're still loving that 15-year.
Yeah, it really is case by case. I mean, everybody's so different. Everybody has different goals. And really, we like to treat it one by one. So when you call into 855 on radio, I definitely recommend seeing a 30-year quote, a shorter-term quote, a cash-out quote. What's shocking is they always say when you ask, hey, do you need any cash? The answer is quickly, no cash. But then when you show them the cash, they almost always do it because it comes with alarming amounts of savings. But I like this article by Fox. They said homeowners looking to lower their interest rate while still maintaining a relatively low monthly payment may want to consider a 20 or a 15-year fixed refinance. Rates for both terms have held at bargain lows for 4 straight days. Now, 15-year rates have been comparatively stable at or below 2.25% for a whopping 113 days. Now, homeowners who can swing a higher monthly payment could reap substantial interest savings with a 10-year fixed. I can tell you confidently, not too many people take the 10-year. It's almost the same rate as the 15. They rather have the cash flow. But if you're thinking of refinancing your home mortgage, considering using Network Capital, whether you're interested in saving money on your monthly mortgage payments or considering a cash out refinance, they have a process that most customers will enjoy because of the overall speed to how fast they can get you in and out the door. It's an incredible time to secure your financing before the holiday spending spree begins. So call our friends today to see how much you're overpaying on your current mortgage. Most of the time, they're quite surprised and they weren't even aware of it. They don't know their rate. They don't know where the PMI is going. They don't know that they could easily do a no-cost refinance, be in and out the door in as little as 10 business days. So all calls are welcome at this phone number. We got more trends, accolades, results, reviews. I'll talk to you about 2 of the customers that taught me some cool things over the last week. You're always learning in this business, you guys, no matter how good you are. So I appreciate everybody that's been calling 855 on radio.
And look, I'm just gonna, you know, point out the elephant in the room and address it directly. People hate paperwork. They dread it. Even if they can save 6 figures, they're like, oh God, I can't deal with it. Well, Network Capital understands this. They have completely overhauled that aspect of the process and taken on most of the heavy lifting themselves. We're gonna explain how. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. And Sean, I feel like we haven't really beaten a dead horse. and to quote my good friend, comedian Frank Conniff, call PETA, because we're going to beat a dead horse. 1.875, like, we're just acting like, oh yeah, this rate's normal because we're used to it. But just to give perspective, Tell us what rates were like when you started in the mortgage business, and then take us into today's offer.
Well, the rates were so bad, I wouldn't ever come on air and told you guys to do refinances because I wouldn't have believed in it, knowing what I know today. Back then, we didn't know any better. So, you know, if you were able to score a 5% or lower rate, you were pumped. I think, let's see, I started January 5th, 2005, or January 15th, 2005. I think rates, we were doing second mortgages at like 15%, charging you guys 10 points, and people were pumped because they were getting cash, and then that's where the problems came. So, you know, like, I'm never going to be proud of the beginning stages of my mortgage career because I didn't believe in it. I thought it was sloppy. I thought people didn't have to tell the truth. I thought the process sucked. I thought at the end of the day, it wasn't good for the customer. It was great for the lenders. Nowadays, the tides have turned. It's definitely much better for the customer. There's new rules, regulations, new processes. Everything's implemented to make it in and out the door. So right now is historic times. I mean, we're still talking a short-term loan that begins with a one. Now, a lot of you are going to start with that and then move into a 30-year fix and still probably do cash out, unload your debt, save alarming amounts of money, enjoy the month off the mortgage and the credit enhancements, and there's so much benefit involved right now, regardless what you do. But I recommend do something. I don't care which program it is. Go fixed. Go with something that is thought out. Don't just make a rash decision. Think down the road, like for real. What is coming down the pipeline that you might need some cash for? Be proactive, not reactive. Think of this sport like chess, not checkers. Like right now, it's a 15-year fixed, 1.875% on the rate. The APR is at 2.06. People love Network Capital because they don't want to be married to us. We get it. You guys are looking for a first date and call it a day. Get your meal and call it a night. So the number, 855 on radio. Who knows how long this is going to last? I wish I had more concrete answers for you guys on that, but I just want to kind of share with you the now. And right now, it's incredible. 1.875%, no lender fee special, closings in as little as 10 business days, APRs at 2.06. All that's left, your ideas, your phone calls to this phone number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Network Capital very much positions themselves as a lifestyle brand because they're not just about saving you on that monthly outgo, but about improving your credit, making sure you have enough cash on hand for emergencies, taking care of the things that you're dreaming of doing, whether that's traveling, sending the kids to school, renovating the home. But in a small way, their customer service excellence really starts with the phone call because they take, you know, time. They set aside the time to answer your questions. They are standing by now at 855 on radio. That's 855 ONRADIO. Average savings for those who call that number and do a refi, $550 a month. Not bad. But the other area where they really shine in terms of customer service, having gone through now four refis with them in the past year and a half myself, the paperwork. So all of us dread gathering it. Where's that W-2? Where's that pay stub? If you're self-employed, I've had to actually hand in copies of my employment contracts. It could be a real fiasco and a headache. And that's why Network Capital has chosen to address this aspect of the process. So how have they made it so much easier than anywhere else? And what paperwork, like just bottom line it, what do you need to get started right now? If you call 855 on radio.
It's so wild how the stories could be different depending on your situation. Like, however well you have your ducks in a row can lead to this being an amazing process or your typical refinance process. In my opinion, the ones that I brag about, the ones that I'm kind of supporting when I say a 10-day close, we're talking the ones that are like retired. I mean, your income's as easy as it is to like proof. Okay, a pay stub and W-2 customer. A lot of these employers are on certain websites. We click a button. We have access to the information. We know your job title, the start date. We already have the income doc signed off. All we need is a mortgage bill, insurance bill, and every once in a blue moon, maybe a bank statement or proof that you are at least who you say you are. So real easy, basic stuff. Now, obviously, okay, self-employed, more layers, switching from 1099 into a W-2 job, or have multiple different W-2 incomes, you know, or part, maybe you work a lot of jobs and it's part-time. These things are a little more tricky, so it takes a little bit more work. It's not not going to be the same experience as what I'm advertising. I know this because I'm still learning. I've been doing this since 2005. I have two customers right now this week that have taught me a lot, and I couldn't be more grateful for them. Whether we're able to get the result done or not, I still have learned from them, and I'm grateful for them. So, for example, there's a fireman up in L.A. His name's Daniel Mediterranean. You know, I learned a lot about occupancy. I learned a ton about kind of what's going on in the real world and what the firefighters go through, and it's like, man, after talking with this guy, I'll do whatever it takes for firefighters and police officers. I didn't even know. I was miseducated, so quite alarmed on a lot of the real deal that's going on. Another one, a young doe I'm working with, so I'm doing everything in my power to find a way to get this guy approved. He deserves it. He's unbelievably accommodating and teaching me a ton, and I got to be grateful for these moments. So, like, no matter how long you've been doing this, you guys, paperwork can change some things. Stories can change things. You always learn. It's always evolving, and you want to take it on the chin. If you make a mistake, you want to find, how can I make it easier for the next person? It might not help the current customer, but it'll always help the masses, and we're doing a great job on learning, explaining this stuff to people, and being all on the same page, and I believe Network Capital does such a great job at removing the work from the customer, taking it on their shoulders, and getting it done, getting you guys off the streets, getting you back to life, and back to watching football, or whatever you guys do in your spare time. So hurry up and call. My best advice, be an open book. Tell the truth. What are your goals? What are you looking to do? Work with us. Let's get this thing done together as a team, and let's get you the best terms we can while it's available. Who knows how long it's going to last, but it's here today. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
I'm so happy, Sean, that you were able to help firefighter Daniel. I know when I was a news reporter, I put on the gear. I walked 3 steps, Sean. I was done. I had heat exhaustion. I slid down the pole. I walked 3 steps. Out here in Arizona, of course, we have the hot shots. That's an incredibly difficult job. It's a dangerous job. I'm so thrilled if you can help any firefighters out there to get the most out of their home, to save money monthly. So anyway, that made me happy. Thank you for sharing that. The other thing I love when you share, results, recent results from a listener who was out there, heard our show, called 855 on radio, did a refi, and now you're going to tell us exactly how much they're saving.
Yeah, this one's really cool, too. Like, I always try to find cash out because it's real easy just to tell you guys a simple rate drop. There's no, like, wow. You know, it's not, like, real shiny. It's a little dull. So I try to tie in the trends. I want you guys to kind of visualize maybe what it could look like for your deal. So here's a customer listens to us on the Mortgage Radio Show. They're here locally in Los Angeles, California, KFI 640 AM radio. Now, this one's already closed, but check this. This is actually one that should have, if they would have known it was coming, waited a couple of days and taken advantage of the new loan limits, because once you go over 548 now, there was different terms, different rates, different guidelines, but now it's up to 625. If you guys are between 500,000 balance and 625,000, oh Lord, find a way to call into this number, get ahead of the line, you'll thank me later. Guaranteed I get a phone call from you guys being able to hear your story. But check this. 30-year fixed to 30-year fixed. Escrow refund. Next better payment December. Closed in 11 business days. Cashed out and paid off $59,000 and some change on some credit card debt. Cashed out and paid off the small remaining car balance of about $7,900. They also wanted a tad bit over $39,500 to do some home improvements. Meanwhile, I always want to know how much did it add to the house? I wish I could share that with you guys, but we don't know once they get the cash if they really do the home improvements. But for this situation, they were able to save $1,529 a month, $354,000 over the life of the loan. And all they did, pick up the phone, talked it out with Network Capital. They went with a 30-year fix. They actually chose to buy down the rate. This family thinks in the next 6 months, rates will not be low. So they didn't want to wait on the six-month deal. They want it now. So that's a great strategy for those that are non-believers of a low-rate market. So call Network Capital. They're standing by for action. No lender fees. Quick close at this phone number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Great result. Vicky called that number. She's out in Valencia, California. Yeah, I've been there. That's right. I went to Magic Mountain when I was a kid. I rode the log ride. I'm a daredevil. I got wet. Vicky is the best. She listens to our show. Oh, also on KFI. Great station. A lot of calls coming in from there. She became one of over 5,000 people to post a review online. 5 stars. This was on the Consumer Affairs website, and I just wanted to share Vicky's words. She says, 5 stars for Network Capital. Sarah and Rhett were very attentive, and I was very pleased with the speed that all of this moved. They made it very simple for me to get information over to them that I needed to process my loan. I dealt with a few other companies, but things kept getting stuck for one reason or another. Not so with Network Capital. I highly recommend this company. If you want to refinance, I will use them again. Thank you, Vicky, out there in Valencia. Sarah and Rhett sure do appreciate it.
I mean, Sarah's a beast. She's one of the best processors you guys are ever going to go against. Like, we could have a loan officer and processor battle. I already know the 5 I'm bringing. I already know the 5 processors. I would go head-to-head with anybody, and I know we are going to win. No one could convince me different. Sarah's for sure in those 5, trust. But Rhett's my boy. I've known Rhett since 2012. When I worked on Barron's team, he sat right next to me. We got trained by Barron together. I couldn't be more pumped on the work by Rhett. He told me last week, we gave him a little bit of shout-out. We massaged some shoulders, and man, his phone didn't stop ringing. He came to me and said, dude, you got me 6 deals within 2 hours. So, Rhett, shout out, man. You're doing excellent work. If you guys want high-quality work, feel free to ask for him at 855-ON-RADIO.
You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. We're hearing from a lot of people in Detroit. We're on a new station there, WJR, hearing from Portland, KXL. Thank you so much to all those in all our markets who have called 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO. Of course, we like to think it's our scintillating conversation and unmistakable radio chemistry, but of course, the phone rings when the number of the rate for the 15-year fix, in this case, starts with a skinny number 1.
Yeah, 100%. Like, one thing that the guys in Portland have done is they've heard us talk sports, and like, man, Sean, like, hates soccer. Guys, I've played soccer. That's actually my favorite sport. I was left, center, mid. I'm actually unbelievably good at soccer. So, I don't know how much of a following of soccer hooligans we got, but I guess in Portland, this is the sport. These guys are buck wild. I love it. I gotta get up there to a game. Like, these guys sold me. They talked a lot of smack. We had some fun. But at the end of the day, like, that's what I like the most about this job is the personalities. You get to run into so many people, whether they're a celebrity, whether they're the lowest guy on the totem, it doesn't matter. Like, you hear some incredible stuff. You always want to go to war for them, and I'll run through the wall for a majority of these people. So whatever it takes to get you guys the savings now, let's find ways to work together as a team. Like, I wish we knew tomorrow. Unfortunately, the market can move Monday. There's so much going on right now. I believe in my heart businesses are about to hire a ton. We're about to enter the holiday spending spree. Department stores are going to hire all kinds of people. They're going to unload tons of inventory. Everybody's going to be spending. It looks like we're going to be having more jobs, more earnings, more travel. So in my opinion, usually when that happens, rates go up. I don't want to let you guys do that. It's that time of the year where things like this happen. So let's treat this, whether it's going to happen or not, as the last weekend of the 1% interest rate. So this week, the 15-year fixed conventional opportunity is 1.875%. The APR is at 2.06. Still, we're doing these loans in as little as 10 business days, which is really the main perk, in my opinion. And then not having to pay lender fees, they're competitive. I believe in their fixed rate products. You've never heard me brag about the adjustables. I love the new loan limits. I love the new loan programs that just got created. Home Ready, Home Possible, Refi Now. There's even more coming. We're getting trained this weekend on. Can't wait to tell you guys about those. But hurry up and call this phone number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
You touched on it, but we really are heading into the spending season, and unfortunately, a lot of families going into credit card debt. Why do you believe in refinancing as a way to tackle credit card debt? Because when I have insomnia at night, I see a lot of commercials about these companies that claim to, you know, help me for a fee to get rid of credit issues.
Well, I know the commercial you're talking about. It's the poor man's Robert Hershkovic. I know. I hope he doesn't listen to this show and I don't get a nasty email, but too bad. You're the poor man's version. But at the end of the day, I don't believe in the debt settlement ideas because I care about credit. I'm a credit guy. Okay, guys. Like, I know I'm a mortgage guy. I get it. Like, you know, rates are so easy to pitch right now. But one thing that really made my name in the business was going above and beyond. When you guys got the client, I didn't just say, hey, pal, call me back in the future. future and then hope that one day you could solve this riddle yourself or figure out the Rubik's Cube. What I did is I went to your credit and I told you do this, this, and this, and then wait this amount of period. Let's open up this credit card for this amount of time and leave it at a zero balance. And I work with these guys to get them approved. And guess who they called back the second they followed those steps? That's how I got so many deals. I made my name off credit. So I always care about not only saving you money on your mortgage, but also helping you improve your credit. So the next time you go to utilize this, guess who's getting a better deal? Better deal on the car, the next credit card, the personal loan, any other action you ever do, you're going to look back and think that that move was made when you called 855 on radio. Network Capital standing by. We trained like 2 weekends ago. It was all about how to work out to get them the best percentage chance at the no appraisal. Last week it was how to reduce the paperwork. Week by week we find a topic, we go over it, we train the guys amazingly well to make sure it's clean in, clean out. We want to make you guys as happy as we can because we know now's the hotbed. We know now's the time. I can't tell you how I'm going to get you to call in the future, but what I do know, it's easier right now. Here's the number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
You just reminded me one of the best reviews or one of my personal favorites that we ever read over the air. Again, there are 5,000 five-star reviews online about Network Capital, but we shared one and this woman was so touched and so happy. And this was a woman who didn't do a refi. She was turned down.
Oh,
but
Lindsay.
She was posting she was posting the review because she got all this free advice about how to fix her credit, and she left that phone call and she left that interaction with Network Capital with a plan. And I believe that she was able to fix her credit, and a mortgage banker just did that because that's what they do. We're looking at having a long-term customer. We want you to have better credit so that you can do this refi down the road. You remember, Lindsay.
Oh, 100%. I use that story all the time. That's why I'm glad you're not a sales manager at the company. I don't want to compete against you. By you knowing that tells me a lot right there because I use that story. The husband's name's Monty. The wife's name was Lindsay. We always talk about that. Like, okay, one thing you guys got to understand about me is I'm all about the mind game. I'm all about getting inside these kids' head. They're young. Like, I close them on the reasons why this makes sense. One thing I'm big on right now is communication. We're trying to prove to these kids that two forms of contact, two phone numbers, that's going to lead to better communication. It's going to get you guys in and out the door. It's going to be better for both parties. So what we did is we ran the numbers last month and we showed the percent of files that canceled, how many of them had one phone number and how many of them had two phone numbers got saved. It's an alarming difference. So we care about these type of things. Like, customer service means the world, but when we get kind of reviews that tell us stuff, we take that story, we share it. This is constantly discussed because you want to separate yourself from the pack. The downside of the mortgage business is everybody's like a group of sheep. They want to just follow the herd. They want to do the same stuff, and a lot of times the same missteps are taken from lender to lender. So I take pride and joy on any time something comes up, even if we make a mistake, learn from it, get better, show what you could have done better, how you can help the next customer. And these are the topics that, in my opinion, make Network Capital one of the number one ranked lenders on consumer affairs. In 2018, nerdwallet.com, they had them ranked number one. And I believe in my heart, nobody can compete. The downside is we're not on every corner. We're not there where you can come in and meet and get a free lollipop and a cup of coffee. You know, this is all done over the phone. This is done as easy as can be. Our goal is be the fastest, be the easiest, and have amongst the lowest rates. And I believe we've already checked off all those boxes. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Folks who call that number have saved on average $550. That's not bad. You have one last actual recent results to share with us, I should say. But before we do that, can you just tell people about Network Capital as a company? Why should they trust this company that they're hearing about on a radio show?
Well, they lend their own money. That's the most important. Okay, get three things. Don't go through the whole spiel of 9,000 accolades they got. So I'm going to stick to service, speed, accuracy of the information. So I want you to answer the phone when I call. Okay, I work crazy hours. I have limited minutes. I'm that guy that doesn't have his cell phone sitting out. I don't sit there and check Instagram and different websites listen, I love ESPN, you guys. I like sports more than all of you. But I don't check it while I'm working, so I put my phone away. I put it in a cell phone jail. So good luck getting a hold of me until I get off of work. So I need people that work random weird hours. So if you were trying to get my business working a 9-to-5, good luck. I'm at work. I'm clocking hours. I'm in the trenches. So another thing, I don't want to be married to you either. I want to get rid of you as fast as you want to get rid of me. So I need a process. If you're earning my business, I want to be to the finish line as fast as I can with the least amount of steps. I don't even want to break a sweat. I'm doing a home run trot. So another thing is I just want great.
Are you doing a bat flip?
Oh, better believe. Oh, they would have beamed me, Teresa. And if I made it to the professional leagues, guaranteed, I would be a little too cocky. I'd get one or two home runs a year and be so pumped. That bat's going into the stands, and next pitch, I'm getting drilled. So instead of drilling me, why don't you get me out? I hate that about baseball. Don't beam the guy. Strike him out. Rub it in his face. Scream in his face next time you get him. But also, when I'm trying to work with someone, not only do I want, you know, the fast turn times and actually the information, the communication, but I also just want to know that if I made a bad call and rates go lower in the future, are you going to help me? And Network Capital does. We talked about it earlier in the show. So hurry up and call these guys while the rates are so good, before guidelines change. I promise you, do not wait. There's going to be too many people that find out through print. It's probably going to be December and January when people start caring more about these loan limits, but we're accepting them right here, right now. We already know there's going to be a DMV line out the door about this, so be ahead, not behind. If you still don't understand this loan limit, call and ask the right questions to this number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because a lot of facts and information, a lot of numbers are coming at you. If you have questions, just call 855-ON-RADIO. And of course, now we head into the last recent result that you brought for this week's show. Always gets the phones ringing.
This one means more than all the other ones. No disrespect to the other two, but this one touched me because they're a veteran. We get a lot of these calls, and what was cool about this one is they got a loan modification years ago when there were some mistakes, there were some issues. So we took them from a 40-year adjustable modification into a 30-year fix. They got an escrow refund. Their next better payment is in December, closed in 14 business days. This one needed an appraisal, which is why it took the extra time. They cashed out and paid off over $38,500 worth of credit card debts. They also cashed out and paid off almost $129,000 on a home equity line of credit that was interest only, that was about to start adjusting, that was about to turn into principal and interest, that had them worried. They were a little bit nervous about how high that payment was going to go. They made the right call. They made the moves before it adjusted. They also wanted about $19,000 for just money in the bank. You know, everyone has a different name for it. You know, you guys come up with some creative, cool names for what you're doing with this $19,000. But what I like that this family did is they made the right moves. They asked the right questions. They listened to us on the Mortgage Radio Show. Here's another one. Los Angeles, California on KFI 640 AM radio. She saved $2,193 a month. $897,000 over the life of the loan. And I can promise you, we'll be doing this one in 7 months. She chose to go with the rate that didn't have a lot of cost because she wants to do the streamlined program in just 7 months. And for these reasons, I believe Network Capital is the perfect fit. And you guys get to talk to them right here, right now. Here's the number, veterans. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
I'm so glad you shared that story, because we really haven't gotten to it as much as usual in the last couple weeks. Network Capital does love and specialize in VA loans. I love working with veterans. So, Sean, thanks for bringing that up. And you all, thanks for being with us week after week. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. We'll be back next week.